commute. No problems here. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to 395. A 14-15 minute trip, and 66 eastbound okay from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With sunshine and a chilly 50, we should be at 58. Tonight, 30, 20s out in the suburbs. Tomorrow, a few clouds around up near 50. On Sunday, mixed clouds and sunshine and highs in the upper 40s. Precipitation gets close, but right now, looks like it stays south. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Stafford, 34 in Silver Spring, 37 in Washington. Congress passes a $1.3 trillion spending bill. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Friday. Good morning to you. Joining us on the show this morning at 7:05, Diana Mayhew from the Cherry Blossom Festival. It starts Sunday. She has all the highlights for us. At 7:35, Steve Moore, economist. You know Steve. He'll be joining us to discuss tariffs with China. The omnibus spending bill. Some people are not happy. And at 8:05, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham give us a preview of how D.C. is preparing for the March for Our Lives. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter on this Friday, and sitting in the seat for still ailing Vince Colonese is Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, welcome back.
Mary, it's great to be here, and especially on a Friday.
It is good on a Friday?
Yeah, because we got the weekend coming up.
That's right. And the first round of the Sweet 16 last night, so March Madness is starting again.
I'm still unhappy about that because of University of Virginia getting blown out so early.
I know. All right, speaking of things getting blown out, let's talk about the budget. The omnibus spending bill. Let's talk about that. A lot of things got blown out of the budget. A lot of promises got blown out of the spending bill. A lot of people are very, very unhappy, and we want to find out if you're happy. We're going to tell you a little bit about what's in it, but we want to find out if you're happy. 888-630-9625. So Senator Rand Paul puts out last night on his Being Libertarian page, or this is from his Twitter. $1 million for the World Meteorological Organization. $218 million for promoting democracy development in Europe. Yep, the birthplace of democracy. Democracy needs promoting. $25 million for international religious freedom. $10 million for disadvantaged Egyptian students. $137 billion for contributions to international organizations. $51 million to promote international family planning and reproductive health. $7 million promoting international conservation. $10 million for UN environmental programs. We also know there's money in there for Planned Parenthood. That hasn't been defunded. Sanctuary cities, not defunded.
This is just outrageous. This is an outrageous budget. It's $143 billion over the original Budget Control Act. So they completely have busted all attempts to try to rein in the budget and are spending like crazy. With this, we're going to see trillion-dollar deficits forever. I mean, it's really outrageous. Insane. The American people should be very upset.
We just added $1 trillion to the deficit in 6 months.
Right.
In 6 months. Crazy. And the White House is saying President Trump's going to sign it. It has it pays for only 33 miles of new border barriers. Here, this one really toasts my shorts here. Why do we elect President Trump? We elect President Trump to be fiscally conservative. We elected President Trump because he wanted to defund sanctuary cities, because he wanted to defund Planned Parenthood, because he stood up there and told us that we're going to get a great, big, beautiful wall in my first term. This funds for 33 miles of new wall along the southern border. 33 miles. None of it are those prototypes that we saw him walking by in Southern California, 2 weeks ago?
Right.
None of it is that. Some of it goes to $660 million, they say, about approximately, for repairing fences, which are useless, levee walls where there are currently no barriers, and some of those, the rest is a replacement for deteriorating structures and secondary walls.
Yeah, look, Chuck Schumer is crowing about this budget,
yes,
saying that they've done better than they did when they were in the majority. So it's basically it's as if the Democrats are in control of Congress.
Yeah, and that's that is something that really makes me unhappy. I have the number here. Where is it? At the rate of 33 miles per half year of funding the wall. 33 miles per half year, it would take the federal government between 10 and a half and 13 and a half years to complete the project, depending on the exact mileage that they're targeting.
Yeah,
crazy.
The whole thing is crazy, but it's really something that should upset folks, particularly because, you know, there's a separate report out from the Census Bureau that we're collecting. And last year, we've collected more taxes than ever in history, even down the state and local level. So we're getting more money. The government's getting more money than it's ever gotten, and yet it is spending us into debts like we've never had before in this country.
Yeah, there's more in this. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, we talked about him yesterday. He hates this. And he was asked what he thinks about this bill in its final form here.
Can I just ask you about the omnibus?
Yeah.
Now that it's out
it
there?
It sucks.
You're not going to vote for it.
I'm going to vote against it twice if they won't let me.
Well, were you going to vote against letting it get a vote before the deadline of the shutdown?
I don't know yet. This is an embarrassment, you know. I said it yesterday in a minute. This is a great Dane-size whiz down the leg of every taxpayer in this country. No thought whatsoever to adding over $1 trillion in debt.
So you may do what Rand Paul did and let this.
I don't know yet, but I know I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to vote for it.
All right. We were talking to Hogan Gidley yesterday. He was here on the show with us from the White House. And he said, well, we got a lot for the military. And the president's very happy because we got what we wanted for the Pentagon. And I said, well, but that's not why we, you know, what about all this other stuff? We need to send more Republicans in the midterms to Washington. I'm like, why? What are you doing? Why do we need to send more? You've got both houses and you've got the presidency. What more do you want? You can't get the job done.
Yeah, look, that is a positive part of this budget, the increase in military spending, which has been neglected for so long. But the whole rest of the bill, the budget bill, is just terrible. It's spend.
All right. So are you happy about this? You've heard some of it. We'll tell you more about what's in this, what's not in it. But it increases the budget. It doesn't fund the wall. It funds Planned Parenthood. It funds sanctuary cities. Yes, it funds the military more, which is great. But the VA choice program? Nope. Veterans still don't have choice. It's a lot of things that I think a lot of people are very, very unhappy about. 888-630-9625. David in Ashburn, you get to kick it off for us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday, David.
Happy Friday to you, too. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Along with what you just said, it also puts a limit on the Border Patrol people. But
that's true. There's no additional. The president, you're right.
Sign this.
Yeah, the president wanted.
I actually don't. I think after what Schumer said, his ego isn't going to let him do it. But it's against everything he ran for. Everything.
Yeah.
And there's other ways he can get money for the military. He doesn't have to go through that. And for the same thing, when he vetoed that one budget plan because of the Democrats wanted that DACA stuff in there, mm-hmm. It's going to do the same thing. He's going to expose why he vetoed it. He's also going to crack a few heads in the Republican Senate.
So you think he's going to veto this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be shocked if he does. I hope you're right, David. I'll be shocked if he does. But
I know it'll cause a lot of disgruntlement for shutting the government down, but I do believe that's going to be the lesser of all the evils if he signs it.
I agree. Listen, I agree with you. I would love to see him send this back to Congress and tell them this is just junk and say exactly what Senator Kennedy from Louisiana had to say there. But do you think he's going to veto it?
I don't know. I hope he does. But the only disgruntlement caused by a government shutdown is going to be among bureaucrats and the media in Washington. The rest of the American people, they wouldn't even notice if the government shut down, because all the essential functions of the government, including things like paying out Social Security checks, that all continues during a government shutdown.
That's very true. All right, 888-630-9625. What about this spending bill? A lot of people are very, very unhappy. You know who's happy? The Democrats. If Chuck Schumer is happy, it is just my knee-jerk reaction to just not be happy. Like, I just have to go the opposite way. 888-630-9625, 515. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hi there.
Oh, that's right, Art Andrews. I forgot. Art, how are you?
I'm good, Mary. How are you?
Good. Sorry about
that. All right. Good morning, Hans. And by the way, I'm happy because it's Friday, but we do have a couple of accidents to tell you about. 16th Street at the East-West Highway in Silver Spring, there's a crash blocking a lane. And Route 5 northbound at the Brandywine Road area, a crash there. Police on the scene at both areas. And on the Bay Bridge, watch out. It is a little bit windy, so there is a wind advisory in effect. Needless to tell you, it says here on my screen, drive carefully, so I'll pass that along to you. As for the outer loop of the Beltway, no serious delays. The inner loop moving along pretty good, too. The Anacostia Freeway southbound between the 11th Street Bridge and the Capitol Beltway, a 9-10-minute trip. The Dulles Greenway westbound from the airport to the Leesburg Bypass, 12 minutes. You're tapping your brakes here just a little bit. And 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, about a 23-minute commute. We're not looking at any serious mass transit delays so far. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunny, partly cloudy, a high near 50. Tonight, clear skies, low near 30. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high again near 50. Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 517 at WMAL.
Attention, diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you. Plus, free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call U.S. Medical Supply now. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923.
The omnibus spending bill looks like it's going to the president for a signature. Nobody's happy. Well, hold on. There is someone who is happy.
We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the presidency. But we produced a darn good bill for the priorities that we have believed in.
How the heck is Chuck Schumer happy? When he's right, they don't have the House, they don't have the Senate, and they don't have the presidency. And Chuck Schumer's happy with what just has come out of three of those offices. How does that happen?
Well, he's happy because they've had huge increases in almost every government program. There's not a single cut or elimination of the many wasteful programs in government. That's look, what Democrats like to do is spend money, and they got exactly what they wanted.
Mark Meadows tweeted out yesterday. By the way, we want to hear your thoughts on this. Are you happy with this? 888-630-9625. Mark Meadows tweeted out yesterday. He said, record spending levels, no wall/border security, Obamacare intact, it funds Planned Parenthood, sanctuary cities funded, barely 24 hours to read a 2,300-page bill. This omnibus is so far from what the forgotten men and women of America voted for. I will oppose it. Do you oppose it? Because Chuck Schumer doesn't. Let's go to Tom in D.C. Tom, are you happy with this?
No.
Why?
You have to understand that there's got to be something that they've either got on him or they think they got on him.
Wait, who has on whom?
Oh, the Democrats. The Democrats have been out to hunt down Trump for years.
So you think that's why the Republicans did this?
It's just a thought. That they're after him, and they've got something, and either that, or it will be voted.
So I don't know. So you think that the Democrats know that they have something on Trump, and so the Republicans are going to give them what they want in order to keep them from impeaching him if they win in 20 midterms?
I think that's why the White House has said that he'll sign it.
But that's even if that were true, which I have a hard time with that. If that were true. Why would you believe them? Why would you believe the Democrats? Because they they're politicians on both sides. They all lie. But if they win the midterms in 2018, I have news for you later this year. If they win the midterms, the first thing they're going to do is impeach his president.
Yeah.
Why sign it? Tom, thank you so much. Here's the thing, Hans. If nothing else, let's just say Tom's right. Let's go with his theory. And he's right, and there's something on Trump. And the Democrats got something on Trump, which I don't think there's anything on him. I don't think he was colluding with the Russians. No. They're going back 10 years now trying to find a business deal that they don't like. If that were true, Trump should veto this and show the American people that the reason we sent him there, he still has that set that we sent him there for.
I agree with you 100%. I think that is exactly right.
If he does that, then they'll get the votes in 28 in the midterms.
Yeah.
If they don't, if Trump behaves the way our congressmen and women are behaving and passes this, they can kiss the midterms goodbye, because I think Republicans are just going to stay home.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. Because, look, midterm congressional elections, turnout is the key, much more so than in presidential elections, because turnout is usually so low. And if Republicans are upset, which they should be, for this kind of a budget-busting deal, they're not going to turn out, and Republicans are going to lose the election.
Yeah, they sent Mick Mulvaney out to kind of put a bow on this pig.
Is the president going to sign the bill? The answer is yes. Why? Because it funds his priorities.
Really? That's interesting, because I don't know. I mean, the military is the only priority that I think it funds.
No, that's exactly right.
That's it. All right. We've got people who want to weigh in on this, so don't go anywhere. 888-630-9625 if you want to weigh in on this. Are you happy with this omnibus spending bill? I'm shocked at the entire thing. It's 522 on WMAL.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
For many of you, you could have made more money in the private sector and took a pay cut to be a federal servant, but your reward for that is having a great benefit system that includes a pension and the thrift savings plan. And so what most find when they come in and meet is they often find that they're in better situation than they thought.
About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturdays at noon on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80-proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Altrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at TheWindowMan.com or visit their Fairfax showroom.
The Window Man can.
Financing terms through EnterBank USA and with approved credit, cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
525, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you very much. Preparations are underway and have been so for a while now for the March for Our Lives taking place tomorrow. You can expect road closures and parking restrictions, and the 9th Street Tunnel and Federal Triangle Metro Station closed for the duration. Big accident in Silver Spring, an overturned vehicle, 16th Street at the East-West Highway. All lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene. Route 5 in Brandywine, northbound at Brandywine Road. A crash with police there, too. 66 eastbound, very slow from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. And the interloop of the Beltway from 66 to the American Legion Bridge, a 7-minute trip, a 13-minute trip on the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather, however, still hovering about 8 degrees below average with a clear sky this morning and a few high clouds, and I think about the same this afternoon. The northwest breeze, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Up near 50, near 30 tonight, suburbs colder. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Talking about the spending bill, the omnibus spending bill, which is surely spending. It's living up to its name because it's spending. Spending on a lot of things that the president ran on being against. 888-630-9625. Mike in La Plata, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday, Mike. You hear this morning. Does it make you happy?
Not really. This is a straw that broke the camel's back for me, Mary. I can't believe if Trump signs this, I won't believe anything he says from this point on because he contradicted himself by signing this bill. I mean, they're going to spend $4 billion on a tunnel. They're going to spend $4 billion on opioid problem. How about spending $8 billion on the border and rounding up the cartel that's in our country selling drugs, for God's sake?
Yeah, stop the flow of the drugs into this country. I saw statistics that something like 90-some-odd percent of the opioids and the illegal drugs that are killing people, heroin, that kind of thing, that comes into this country are coming from across over the border. So that's a great point that Mike has there. Mike, have a great weekend that Mike has, Hans. Let's seal up the border and stop the flow of drugs into this country. How about we start there?
Yeah, look, the most important things that the president should have been seeking, of course, was not just military spending, but exactly that, money for border security. And he didn't get the money for border security. Yeah, he got the money for the military, but there's so much other excess bloated spending in this bill that it's just not worth it. Fine, break that out. Break out a separate military spending bill and get that funded. But all the rest of this, it's not worth it to sign this bill.
No, it's truly not. And Robert in Manchester, sorry we didn't have time to get you. Robert says he should veto it. And on the between Robert and Mike, who said that, you know, this is the end of Trump for me. I think there are a lot of people who will feel the same way. I'm starting to feel that way now. If he signs this, I'm going to feel so let down. I was so excited about this presidency, so excited about fiscal responsibility and priorities. And I don't think we're getting that at all with this. So I'm very, very disappointed. 528 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. And, you know, as conservatives, we like to get to the root of the problem and solve it with logic, common sense, and reason, right? And that's what EMP 180 is all about. They look at your stats, who you are, what you do for a living, your lifestyle and career, and then they tackle your weight issues with a common sense plan through clean, healthy nutrition. But here's the thing. We don't want you to do EMP 180 just to lose weight. No, do it because eating right is the right thing to do. You can reverse your aging by 20 to 30 years. And also, once you're at your ideal empowered weight, you'll have the tools to eat right for the rest of your life. Start treating yourself like someone you are responsible for. Do what I did and visit EMP 180 in Tyson's Corner. And now Marylanders can visit their Rockville office. On the web at EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
March coming up on WMAL. March Madness continues. If you had McMaster in your bracket, sorry, he's out. Bolton advances. We'll have all of your updates of the insanity that is March coming up on WMAL.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Congress has averted another government shutdown.
An after-midnight vote sends a $1.3 trillion spending package to the president's desk. The Senate voting 65-32 early Friday morning. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The result is legislation that neither side sees as perfect, but which contains a host of significant victories and important achievements on behalf of the American people.
The omnibus keeps the government funded through September with more military and domestic spending. I'm Andrew Spencer.
The 16-year-old girl who was shot Tuesday morning at school in St. Mary's County is now brain dead and has been taken off life support. That according to her mother.
On Tuesday, or this past week, our lives changed completely and totally forever. My daughter was hurt by a boy who shot her in the head.
16-year-old Jalen Willie was shot by a fellow student, 17-year-old Austin Rollins, who also died from a gunshot wound. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser will apparently have no serious competition in the June Democratic primary. Yesterday was the deadline for filing. Councilman and former Mayor Vince Gray did not file to challenge Bowser in the primary. He did, however, in an interview with the Washington Post, leave open the possibility of challenging her in the November general election. Things are falling into place, and it now looks like Metro will finally get the dedicated funding source its leaders have said for years the system needs. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and legislative leaders have now pledged that Maryland will give Metro its full share of $167 million a year in new permanent funding. Virginia and D.C. have already committed to providing their share. H.R. McMaster is out. John Bolton is in as National Security Advisor.
It's being described as a resignation, but no mystery. The president and McMaster have had differences, most recently on the steel tariffs, and the president seemed to ignore McMaster's advice on how much to say regarding a possible meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. McMaster will be allowed to retire as a general. Reports are Mr. Trump chafed at how McMaster would brief him on matters in a condescending style. Unlike with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, though, the president tweeted the news just after issuing a statement. McMaster sent out his own, thanking the president for the opportunity to serve here. At the White House, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,958, the NASDAQ at 71,67. Sports sponsored by Indeed. The Caps edged the Red Wings in Detroit at the NCAA tournament. Loyola of Chicago, Kansas State, Michigan, and Florida State all advanced to the Elite Eight. NBA, the Wizards host the Nuggets tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Selling a home is one of the biggest transactions you'll ever make. You want to make sure that you not only hire a realtor you can trust and feel comfortable with, but a pro that gets proven results. That's why I always recommend you call my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. The Reynolds team has proprietary systems that other agents just don't have. This is how they net their sellers 6% more money. That's $30,000 more on average. How do they do it? Because Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. It all adds up to selling faster for top dollar and putting more money in your pocket. Get this, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. In the district, 8th Street Northeast, approaching 6th. Watch out, fire department activity is blocking lanes. And 16th Street at East-West Highway in Silver Spring. We're dealing with an overturned vehicle blocking all lanes. Police and EMS on the scene. Some better news in Brandywine. That accident I spoke of a few minutes ago on Route 5 northbound at Brandywine Road has been cleared. 270 headed south from 70 to 121, a 17-minute trip. Just a little bit slower than it would normally take you. 395 southbound from the 14th Street Bridge to the Beltway is more like 10. 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, 12-minute commute. And there are speed restrictions on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge because of a wind advisory. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine, a few clouds today up near 50 and breezy. Overnight tonight, clear 30. Outlying areas a little colder. A few clouds tomorrow, 50 degrees. Sunday, mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Manassas, 30 in Rockville, 37 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Happy Friday. Joining us at 7:05, Diana Mayhew. She's with the Cherry Blossom Festival. It starts Sunday. We'll get the highlights from her. At 7:35, economist Steve Moore talk about the tariffs and a breakdown of the omnibus spending bill. At 8:05, D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham to talk about how D.C. is preparing for the March for Our Lives. It is Saturday. It's tomorrow. And at 8:35, Brett Baer to wrap it all up for us from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Hans von Spakovsky this morning.
Hey, it's nice to be here with you.
You know who else is very happy this morning?
John Bolton. Yeah.
Ambassador John Bolton, yeah. Replacing H.R. McMaster as March Madness as the brackets change and narrow down. We have H.R. McMaster out and John Bolton in. And the president announced through... Now, this had been going around. This rumor that McMaster was out, McMaster is out, McMaster is out. That had been going on for a while. That's not new. We've been hearing this for several weeks at MMX, and we've actually heard it several times. And every time we heard it, the president comes out and says, no, not getting rid of McMaster. You also hear the same thing with Kelly, not getting rid of him, sticking around. And we just started hearing the rumor and no response about McMaster sticking around. And then all of a sudden yesterday, the president tweeted out, I'm pleased to announce that effective 4/9/18, Ambassador John Bolton will be my new national security advisor. I'm very thankful for the service of General H.R. McMaster, who has done an outstanding job and will always remain my friend. There will be an official contact handover on 4/9.
Yeah, but you know, Mary, the biggest question about this is he still going to be able to come on as a guest on this show?
I'm just adding to the dwindle. You're next. Hans is going to be. That's what I came in this morning. Go, just don't tell me you're joining the administration.
No plans to do that.
Joining the administration. So Ambassador Bolton was on Fox News with Martha McCallum yesterday within an hour of all of this going down, and here they are discussing it.
I didn't really expect an announcement this afternoon, but it's obviously a great honor. It's always an honor to serve our country, and I think particularly in these times internationally, it's a particular honor. So I'm still sort of getting used to it, and I'm sure it'll take a little more getting used to.
So you were at the White House this afternoon, and the president offered you this position then or before then?
Well, it came to a conclusion this afternoon, but as I say, there's still a transition. I look forward to working with HR and his team and the other senior members of the president's team on national security, and I have no doubt there's a lot of work to do, and so I'll be devoting myself to getting ready to fill in for HR.
All right, so he's getting, and he had been seen, Ambassador Bolton had been seen going into the White House yesterday. So when he had been seen going into the White House, that pretty much confirmed, oh, Guess Ambassador Bolton.
Guess who's coming in?
Yeah,
right.
Ambassador
right.
Bolton has a meeting with the president. Oh, I wonder why. Now, of course, we talked about this yesterday on the show when Tony Schaefer was here with us about this leak with Russia. Yeah, you know, this call to Russia that the president made to, and he congratulated Putin on winning his election, his president. And apparently, in his briefing notes was a big note that said, "Do not congratulate." And the president congratulated. And, of course, we learned through that from unnamed sources. A lot of times the president doesn't even look at the briefing stuff. He knows what he wants to say. He knows what he wants to talk about in the conversation. And so he probably didn't even see it. But we now know that that note was in there. Somebody leaked that information out. So it had to be someone from the security council who was involved in it. Could have been someone who was in the room as well. And there's only a few people who would know that the note was in the folder. There are only a few people who were in the room who right. knew the note was in the folder and knew that the president congratulated him. A lot of rumors swirling around H.R. McMaster that he may be the source of that leak.
Well, I have to tell you, that actually, I think, shows one of the big problems and one of the good things about bringing Bolton in. Look, there's been a lot of complaints that McMaster's is very naive when it comes to the swamp, and that he doesn't understand that there are so many career people and others inside the government that want to see this president be defeated and not be successful. And because of that, for example, he's retained all these Obama appointees inside the National Security Council. John Bolton, with his previous experience at the State Department, he understands how bad the bureaucracy is, how it can't be trusted, and hopefully he will clean house in the National Security Council and get those Obama folks out.
I don't know. We've been hoping a lot of people clean house. But Martha McCallum asked John Bolton about what he knows about the alleged leaker.
Because one of the stories that was out this week in the Washington Post suggested that the president ignored advice of someone who was involved in the national security conversation not to congratulate Vladimir Putin when he spoke with him on the phone the other day. Is there any indication that that was the final catalyst that may have provoked this change?
No, I don't. I have no idea about any of that. I will say when I read about the leak of the notes and the subject of the conversation, I was outraged. By it. I mean, it recalled earlier in the administration when somebody was leaking transcripts of the president's conversations with foreign leaders. It's completely unacceptable. You cannot conduct diplomacy. You cannot expect other foreign leaders to be candid and open in their conversations with the president if some munchkin in the executive branch decides they're going to leak the talking points or the transcript or any other aspect of it. And I think this is really a terrible reflection on the individual or individuals who did this. They should be ashamed of themselves. And I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, a liberal or a conservative, there ought to be unity on this point that leaking of that sort is simply unacceptable.
Well, of course it's unacceptable. And some were saying maybe it could even be criminal. Also, talk about the difference. A lot of people are discussing the difference between John Bolton and H.R. McMaster. That John Bolton, a lot of people keep hearing the word hawk. He's very hawkish. We know he was against the Iran nuclear deal, very much against that, but also for, you know, listen, he was in with President Bush with the Iraq war.
Yeah, I think assertive is the word to use for John Bolton. He's going to have he's going to push the president, have a much more assertive foreign policy.
So we lose yet another member of the morning show, but congratulations, Ambassador Bolton. We're very, very happy for you. Now go kick some butt. 544 on WMAL.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation. You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
545 WMAL traffic and weather is every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Hans. Preparations very much underway for tomorrow's March for Our Lives. It takes place tomorrow, March 24th. Do expect more closures and parking restrictions, and we'll have more about that later on. As far as Northeast A Street Northeast, approaching 6, we have ongoing fire department activity blocking lanes. In Glen Burnie, Route 100 eastbound, right at 97, there's a crash. In Silver Spring, 16th Street at the East-West Highway, they're still trying to clean up from an overturned vehicle earlier today. All lanes are blocked, police on the scene. 270 southbound, between 109 and the local lane split, a 26-minute trip should only take you about 22. 95 northbound in Virginia, between Dale City and the Beltway, a 20-minute trip. You're tapping the brakes here. And 66 eastbound from Gainesville to the Prince William Parkway, a 6-minute commute. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing to watch now, another area of low pressure. This time, it'll come from a different direction and scoot south of us. Most of the precip over the weekend should stay south. Sunshine, a few clouds today up near 50 and breezy. Overnight tonight, clear 30. Outlying areas a little colder. A few clouds tomorrow, 50 degrees. Sunday, mix of clouds and sunshine, upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 547 on WMAL. Stormy Daniels still in the news, although she says she's living a nightmare. This is a nightmare. It's a Crimea River sweet thing. She tipped the first domino in this nightmare. She's the one who chose to make this nightmare happen because she wants the cash. That's what this is about. This interview with Anderson Cooper is due to air. It's supposed to be airing this weekend, Sunday night. It's 60 minutes. It's supposed to air. And her attorney is Michael Avenatti, who, by the way, has a lot of ties to Democrats. I would like that noted.
Gee, what a surprise.
What a surprise.
Isn't that a surprise?
Yeah, what a surprise, right? He was asked, what's this about? And he said, I think this is about engaging in thuggish behavior, threats, intimidation, and hiding the money trail. He said this on CNN.
You mean the kind of thing the Clintons did to stop all the...
Lewinsky, yeah.
Yeah, Lewinsky and all these
the
other
bimbo
people.
Bimbo eruption.
Right.
Yeah. What did they say about dragging a dollar through a trailer park and all of the horrible things that they said about these women?
Right.
Here's the thing. There's a difference here. President Clinton had an affair in the Oval Office with an intern, someone who was his subordinate. This happened, if it happened, which does anybody, I mean, is it believable? Sure. What, 11 years ago? So he wasn't president. So why does this matter now? I don't understand, because in my world, I'm like, okay, so he had an affair. Next. Does anybody think Donald Trump's a choir boy? No.
Well, no, and look, this woman is a porn star, and every bit of publicity she gets, good or bad, helps her sales go up. So I frankly don't believe anything she has to say. She has no credibility whatsoever.
Well, in my book, she doesn't have credibility. She took the $130,000 and ran. She was very happy to take the $130,000, and she signed the disclosure agreement. You can't come back now because he's president and say, oh, well, I didn't mean to sign that. I want my money back because now I want my First Amendment right. Well, you signed your First Amendment right away in exchange for $130,000. You can't come back now and say, oh, well, I didn't know he was going to be president, so now I want to be able to tell my side of the story.
No, she wants the opportunity to make even more money. That's what this is. I'm sure the sales of her her artwork is going up, if you can call it that, is going up through the roof, and that's what this is all about.
Yeah, and her lawyer also said on CNN while talking to Chris Cuomo, who was very concerned about all of this, and, you know, very, very concerned about the shocking developments, he said, the act of intimidation, the threats, putting her under their thumb continues to this very day. Well, what did she think was going to happen if you try to breach a non-disclosure agreement that you took the money and walked away from? And he goes on to say, now we have a sitting U.S. President, Chris, who is threatening to sue a private citizen for over $20 million for talking about their relationship. Well, it says that's what was going to happen. Every time you breach the non-disclosure, they have the right to sue you for $1 million. And she signed on the dotted line, said, okay, I'll do that. And she signed it. You can't be surprised that now that's coming, that is actually being enforced.
Yeah, the idea that it's intimidation to try to enforce a legal contract is, of course, absurd. And again, the hypocrisy here, the level of hypocrisy is so great. When we saw these problems with Bill Clinton and other Democrats, why nothing was said about it, and it was something that we really shouldn't take into account.
Well, and even though to compare this to Bill Clinton, I think it's totally different because there were not. Non-disclosures signed. And these, with the president, are alleged consensual relationships. Some of those with President Clinton were alleged to be non-consensual.
No, in fact, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, so that is way worse. And Stormy Daniels, channeling Monica Lewinsky, she says she's kept a dress from her alleged Lake Tahoe encounter with the president in pristine condition. She's going to have it tested for skin, hair, and other material that could verify their encounter. Okay. So, that's Sunday night if you want to watch it. 5:51, it's time for El Rushbo.
It could be the most amusing race to watch this election cycle. Actress Cynthia Nixon from Sex in the City is taking on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It is a case of lefty versus leftier. Now, at her first campaign stop in Brooklyn, she unleashed on Cuomo, who we call here affectionately the son of Mario the Pious. The New York Times says that she questioned whether Cuomo is a real Democrat. She said that Cuomo is beholden to corporate donors. She linked him to the corruption of New York politics. She hit him for presiding over a state divided into haves and have-nots. In her words, the single most unequal state in the country. Now, after likening Cuomo to President Trump for slashing taxes on corporations and the super rich, Cynthia Nixon outlined her three-point platform. She is going to fix the very segregated New York school system. She is going to solve inequality. And she is going to make the subway trains run on time. A Cuomo surrogate hit back. Former city councilwoman Christine Quinn called Cynthia Nixon an unqualified lesbian. After a firestorm, Quinn apologized, said she's just a lesbian. Ms. Nixon did pick up a heavyweight endorsement, though. Rosie O'Donnell is all in, and that's going to count for something. Whenever Rosie sits in on something, it's big. But think about this. Will Governor Cuomo's brother, Fredo, interview Ms. Nixon on CNN? Maybe even betray the family and supporter? Like I said, this is going to be fun to watch.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
This is Mike. During the week, Mike sits behind a desk.
Oh, Mike, did you get a paper cut?
Boo-hoo. But on the weekends, Mike becomes a manscaper. Listen to his lawnmower roar.
Cut.
Mike forgot to use mechanic in a bottle.
Dude.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, treat your fuel system with mechanic in a bottle. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. Or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. No wonder 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is The Real Truth About Real Estate, sponsored by Linton Hall Realtors. Now your host, Frank Prindle.
So you know your home is worth more than the comparison values in your neighborhood. But what do you do? Do you settle or do you do the unthinkable and list above market value? Listing your home at too high a price may actually net you a lower price. It's a real estate agent's duty to educate the seller on their home's value and what the market will realistically deliver. Of course, there are variables to every equation, but an experienced agent understands and makes adjustments. I'm a West Point grad and military vet, and my guarantee is this. I will work with you to get you the absolute highest price for your home. But if I can't sell your home, then I'll buy it at a price acceptable to you.
To learn more from Frank, go to itrustfrank.com. And don't forget to tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 for more Real Truth About Real Estate. Visit itrustfrank.com today.
5:55, now WML traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the Fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. We'll begin in the district. A Street Northeast, right near 6th. Fire Department activity blocking lanes in Glen Burnie, Route 100 eastbound. Come up on 97. Do watch out for a crash there. In Riverdale, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound near Riverdale Road, a crash. And 16th Street in Silver Spring at the East-West Highway, still dealing with an overturned vehicle. All lanes are blocked. 95 headed north from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge, a slow 17-18-minute commute. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, 22 minutes your travel time, 7 more than normal. And 270 headed south between 109 and the local lane split, almost 40 minutes to do that. Mass Transit, no serious delays so far. Now the 105.9 FM at AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not bad, not bad at all. Still a little bit on the chilly side. Luckily, no snow in the forecast here as we move through today. A few clouds around. Actually, good-looking day. 50 degrees, a northwest breeze, 15 to 25. Tonight, near 30, suburbs 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 37 degrees at 5:56 in this traffic and weather brought to you by Indeed.com.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 13% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
Coming up on WMAL, I love this, septuagenarian smackdown. We have Joe Biden and Donald Trump in a war of words talking about whose dad can beat whose dad. We're going to find out who you think is going to win this one. It's 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Congress is sending the president that massive $1.3 trillion spending bill.
Senator Rand Paul was one of the last holdouts on the bill, as usual, delaying the vote with a procedural move. He spent hours Thursday criticizing the way it was made public.
Had they started on Monday, they'd be done. I can't stop anything unless they don't do their job and they wait till Thursday night to present a bill or Friday. So it's really their fault for not being prepared. If they were prepared, they can blow by me in a day.
Senator Bob Corker, for one, getting annoyed by all these late-night government spending votes.
Could we in the future possibly try to resolve these things at a decent hour or come back the next morning and vote?
I'm Andrew Spencer.
President Trump has selected a new national security advisor. John Bolton is in line now to succeed H.R. McMaster.
It's a job that does not require Senate confirmation, but having been rejected by the Senate once before as President George W. Bush's choice to be U.N. ambassador, Democratic senators are sounding off on John Bolton. Of him, Foreign Relations Committee member Ed Markey says, quote, John Bolton played an instrumental role in politicizing the intelligence that misled Congress and the American people into going to war in Iraq. He supports proactively bombing Iran, first strike on North Korea without provocation, and has said there is no such thing as the United Nations. Mr. Bolton has never seen a military conflict he didn't like, end quote. Bolton was given a recess appointment for the UN job and held it more than a year.
At the White House, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 16-year-old girl who was shot in the head at school in St. Mary's County Tuesday is now brain dead and has been taken off life support. That according to Jalen Willie's mother, Melissa. Cradling her youngest child in her arms last night, Melissa Willie spoke to reporters about her daughter.
She was one of 9. She was the second oldest. And she was on her school swim team. We are grateful for the care that my daughter has gotten.
Jalen Willie was shot by 17-year-old Austin Rollins, who also died from a gunshot wound, although it's still unclear whether he shot himself. Spring break in Prince George's County Schools is already 2 days shorter, and now yet another day could be taken away.
Since schools were closed for a snow day Wednesday, April 5th has been cut from spring break. So what does yesterday's closure mean? School spokesman John White.
That's a tough question to answer at the moment, but we're going to figure it out.
Thomas Stone Elementary School teacher Jess Ellis wrote to Governor Larry Hogan, telling him his mandates that schools start after Labor Day and end June 15th have made it difficult to make up snow days.
My biggest concern is that having such a short spring break will kind of demoralize the professionals that are working with our kids.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And the upsets keep coming at the NCAA basketball tournament.
Loyola Chicago continued its Cinderella run with a 69-68 win over Nevada and Atlanta. The Ramblers will face the Wildcats of Kansas State, not Kentucky, after K-State's 61-58 victory. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, Michigan routed Texas A&M 99-72 and will face Florida State after the Seminoles 75-60 stunner over Kansas. Both Elite Eight games are tomorrow night. The rest of the Sweet 16 is tonight. Kansas, Clemson, and Duke, Syracuse in Omaha. Villanova, West Virginia, and Purdue, Texas Tech in Boston. Those winners play Sunday to set the Final Four next weekend in San Antonio. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,958. The NASDAQ at 71,67. Sports, the Caps get a win in Detroit. NBA, the Wizards host Denver tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
There's hope for those struggling with depression at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, the nation's most experienced TMS therapy provider, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill. Preparations for the March for Our Lives tomorrow continue. Already we have some closures and parking restrictions. More will be forthcoming. 9th Street Tunnel and the Federal Triangle Metro Station will be closed for the duration. This traffic report sponsored by Spot Hero. A Street Northeast between 6th and 8th. Fire department activity blocking all lanes because of a working house fire. In addition, East Capitol Street between 7th